Welcome, podcast and online listeners. As you know, our Sunday services and classes are suspended until further notice. I trust that you are all well and taking good care of yourselves. I will record a new talk each week that will be available on podcast as well as on our website. We know that there may be social distancing, but there is no spiritual distance between us. It's important that we stay connected and mindful of who we are and whose we are. We're all one now and forever. I encourage you all to use this time to stand strong in faith and to practice your practice. A shout out from me, whether you financially support our beloved community through PayPal, through credit card, or by mailing in checks, please accept my deepest gratitude in advance as together we continue to cover our ongoing organizational expenses as well as helping others during this challenging time. Our mailing address is 14431 Ventura Boulevard, number 586, Sherman Oaks, California, 91423. Our website is somspiritualcenterla.org. And if you would like to email me personally, my email address is faithfilled2@aol.com. I always love hearing from you. Again, faith, F-A-I-T-H, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, 2@aol.com. Go on our website, browse around. You might want to join the Unexpected Income Program. Send in a prayer request. And while you're there, go ahead, like us on Facebook. I want to tell you this week who we're tithing to. As you know, each and every week, from your generous giving, we also give. This week, we're tithing to the LA Food Bank to help in the effort that they're making to feed those impacted by the coronavirus outbreak, especially children who are missing what for many is their main meal of the day because of school closings. Okay, thanks for your patience during the announcements. Would you please join me in the opening treatment wherever you are? Take in a deep breath. We're one with the one mind, the one life, the one presence, and the one power. As we surrender to this great power, let's retreat to the inner kingdom and dwell there, breathing in peace and calm. We are infused with an almighty power, and it is infinite. This infinite self that I am is balanced, composed, and self-assured. When life brings unexpected opportunities that appear overwhelming, it is simply to stir up the gifts within us so that we may have a greater understanding of truth and discover the limitless potential within us. We are open and receptive to pearls of wisdom that spring forth, reminding us that we are here to live a life of inspiration and not desperation. We're being guided to expand and love more. We are grateful for all that we are blessed with and for this thing called life that continues to offer limitless blessings that come to us in so many ways. In gratitude, we give thanks, we let this be so, and so it is. This month's theme is Poised for Progress. Today's topic is the parable of the talents. In his parable of the talents, described in Matthew 24:14-30, Jesus said, "To him who has, it shall be given, and it shall increase to him. But he who has not, even that which he has, shall be taken away from him." Are these harsh words, as some of his students felt, or are they a compassionate teaching on how we may fulfill the law of attraction? It showed that if you lived a certain way, certain results would be attained. And if you thought a certain way, then you would express a certain way. A certain nobleman called unto himself his three servants, and he gave one 5 talents, another one 3 talents, and to another 1 talent. He said, take these and use them. I'm going to a far country, and when I return, I will call for an accounting. Upon his return, the servant to whom he gave 5 talents said, lo, master, I've used your 5 talents, and I've acquired 5 more. Sounds like he was using the law of expected increase. It's true that the idea of an expectancy of increase must be brought into focus in order to receive an increase. Now, the man who had been given 2 talents brought back 2 additional talents, and the Lord said to him, as to the first, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The idea of the increase was in exact proportion to that which the man had, because his law of attraction worked in accordance with what he had, no more and no less. The man who was given only 1 talent came unto his Lord and said, the 1 talent thou gavest me, I have kept safely, because I knew if I lost it, thou wouldst be offended. See, much of the old idea was based on saving for the rainy day, or based on the fear that you might lose what you have, so it's best to leave well enough alone. Better not to attempt to do anything great rather than suffer the possibility of the embarrassment of failure. In this story, the Lord was furious because the man had the presumption to think that he could bury the talent and not use it and really expect it to increase. So the Lord said, take it away from him and give it to the man who has 10 talents. Now, some of the people around him thought that that was really unfair. The lesson here is about use. Use determines all qualities, whether good or bad. If you don't use what you have, it'll rust away. Use it, and you increase it, whether it's a muscle, an idea, a tool, or money. When the Lord gave the 1 talent to the man who had 10, that simply illustrates the fact that the law increases itself. You can't stop the increase once it starts. Unto him that hath, it shall be given. Why is it that the man with 1 talent was only given 1 talent in the first place? The parables are not consistent. We find that there's a main truth, no matter what the variance may be. There is evidence of the truth. The man who was given 1 talent must have had a 1 talent consciousness. The Lord recognized that the third man would do well if he could handle that 1 talent. He gave in accordance with a recognition of his ability. But does that mean that we're born with certain talents and that we must go through life being a 1 talent or a 5 talent or a 10 talent person? No. We are evolving beings, and the ability, which is greater in one individual than in another, is simply greater because that individual has made it greater. The thing that makes a difference is simply the use that we choose to make of our talents. Are we using all of our abilities and capabilities, especially right now? We all know plenty of people who started with great handicaps and very little talent, but had a great attitude of determination and were able to achieve greatness. It's the attitude of the mind. It's the use we make of principles that determines our growth. The more we're aware, the more we can do. Some of us are more aware of life's meaning than others, but everybody can increase their awareness. If we're aware that our mind enlarges our life and we expect our life to manifest greater abundance, then life does just that. But the expectancy has to put in there. The method of increasing that consciousness of the one talent must be a very, very definite method. I think it's a matter of meditation. It's a matter of thinking about it, creating a mental equivalent, and of course, believing it. Even though there may be an element of risk to every adventure, we're all dealing with a law. That law knows only to fulfill your idea. The first stage must be one of confidence. It may feel like you're taking a chance. And we know if you feel that way, sometimes you can't accomplish very much. Now, there may be a chance in what you're doing, but if you're certain of its accomplishment, then you find a way to hurl yourself into the task, and fear just seems to dissipate. If you let uncertainties come into your consciousness, you won't succeed. Use your precious spiritual sense. Focus your concentration upon the power within yourself to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Get quiet and meditate on your ability to do it. Use your imagination to feel it, to sense it, to embody it. If it were not true, if it were not possible, there would be no such thing as growth. And the fact that we do grow and we do evolve shows that the increase must be one which we ourselves make. When we meditate upon the recognition of the increase of the law to work for us, and in a more abundant way, then we'll have greater courage and not be afraid. Just as you are pursuing this new course that we're all facing, the idea comes into mind, suppose I fail, or I don't think I can do this. Suppose you make up your mind not to criticize for maybe an entire week. Boy, there's plenty of time not to criticize ourselves this week. I mean, criticize in your mind. That's where we want to work, the mind. You could say to yourself, I will keep my mind focused on the idea of what I intend to accomplish just in this moment. And then hold steadfastly on that idea of what you choose to fulfill. Form a mental equivalent of the idea in your mind with feeling. If that seems like a big task, then say, I'm going to think something good about every person I know or see or meet or speak to this week. All right, maybe you do think something good about everyone you know, meet, or speak to in the coming week. Now the opportunity is go even bigger. I'm going to do something good for everyone I know or see or meet or speak to this week. The reason for this is to change the law of attraction in your life, to get your consciousness so clear that you can establish and fulfill the divine vision of your life. It's still there, I promise, in the face of this challenge and everything that we're going through. Your divine vision of your life is still there. All your power and energy will be concentrated upon bringing forth a divine idea, an even more divine vision. This is such a perfect time for visioning. Take a stand that this week, that you're going to demonstrate absolute perfect health in your body, that you're going to depend upon the power of spirit indwelling you to bring forth the complete manifestation. Go back in your consciousness and think clearly. Put yourself so wholeheartedly into the idea that you know you can't fail. Make it such a vital part of you that you just can't lose. I like to declare, certain affirmations. I share this one with you, and maybe you'd like to declare it. I put every ounce of energy and power into this, knowing that the infinite continues where I stop, and the infinite mind accepts my idea and fulfills it and establishes it. See, this is bringing forth a consciousness that is so dynamic. No matter where you go or what you do this coming week, every minute you will be aware of that power within yourself. As far as the power goes, all anyone can ever have is the realization of their oneness with all of life. Everyone starts with that one talent. The Father and I are one. You are the substance of God, one with the infinite mind. Now, the use you make of the consciousness of the oneness of life is the development that you make of your talent. If you make a demonstration of health, then it's easy to demonstrate supply. If you can demonstrate love, then joy follows, and then peace. And then you find your mind is positive, that it's quiet, peaceful, dynamic, and pretty soon everything you do prospers. When you change in your law of attraction and expect this consciousness of oneness to express in everything, you establish a new attraction by this higher plane of life. And it works absolutely. Because unto him that hath, it shall be given. When you think peace and abundance and joy, you recognize that each thing that you unfold paves the way for a larger unfoldment of life. And then you have that the increase is given. I have all that the Father hath, for I am one with the Father, with the infinite spirit of life. Here are some affirmations that you can affirm all week long. I'll say them and then you can repeat them now or whenever you choose to listen to them again. I am health. I am peace. I am love. I am understanding. I am infinite power. All that the Father hath belongs to me. I am God's image and likeness. I'm God's perfection, expressing itself now. Using these during the week to strengthen your faith muscle and uncover your hidden talents will support you and empower you. Please don't hide your talents under a bushel or they'll wither away. We are here to invest the gifts that we've been given. Maybe the secondary lesson might be alert us about procrastination. Maybe the questions you're asking yourself, what am I waiting for? What am I putting off? What am I ignoring that's staring me in the face? Are you burying your talents, putting them on hold for a rainy day? Get creative. Use them all, for now is the appointed time. Our final word this morning is from our great founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes. In one of the classic books, it might have even been the first book he wrote, Creative Mind and Success. It's from page 18 if you have it. You might want to read it later. Rise up in all the faith of one who knows what he is dealing with and declare that you are one with infinite mind. Know that you cannot get away from this one mind wherever you may go. There, right beside you, waiting to be used, is all the power there is in the whole universe. When you realize this, you will know that in union with this, the only power, you are more than all else. You are more than anything that can ever happen to you. Please join with me in the closing treatment. Right where we are, wherever that is in the world, we know that the love and the purity of God is within us and surrounds us. We have a natural immunity to anything that is unlike the truth of our being. The body is the temple of the living God. Its perfection radiates through every tissue, every cell, every atom, and function of our being as a state of health. As God in full expression, we are worry-free, living in the awareness of the presence of God within. We are comforted and provided for at all times. We are part of a divine plan living inside God's highest truth, and we feel the oneness and the love. Life is a meaningful adventure, a divine experience, and with love, all things are possible. Right now, we see and hold all beings as whole, complete, and perfect. Healing is taking place in ways that we know not of. We are on this earth plane to learn compassion and courage, to lift the spirits of our brothers and sisters, and to have deep passion for our family, our friends, and most of all, God. Love is the greatest attribute of God. It is the answer to every need, and it is the great healer. We send love and healing energy to everyone, everywhere, knowing this too shall pass, with faith as our anchor and our strength. We are able to transcend all appearances, to walk through the valley during our darkest moments, and to appreciate the green pastures and walk by the still waters, even though the world around us appears to be in turmoil. We are all being divinely guided and anointed with the power to step into our authority and transform this condition into a holy mission for the good of all. With grateful hearts, we let this be so, and so it is. Thank you for listening. Have a very safe, happy, and healthy week. God bless you all.